First of all, I want to remind you that the parish office will be closed on Monday for the holiday, Martin Luther King Day. And also Wednesday, we have movie with McNeil at 2 o'clock and again at 7. And the movie is the best Christmas pageant ever. Really enjoyable. I think you would like it. There are two fellows lost up in the mountains in the snow, and they see a St. Bernard coming toward them with the little cask of brandy around his neck. And the one says, "Oh, wonderful, the man's best friend." And the other one says, "Yes, and a dog too." Thank you, Michael. The point is, we don't always see things as clearly as we ought to, but John the Baptist does. In the first reading, it's a selection from one of the what are called the servant songs from the book of the prophet Isaiah. And the servant is never directly identified by the prophet, but the church has always understood them, these songs, to refer to Jesus himself. And here he is called Israel as a means to glorify God. And his role is to bring back God's people, bring them back to faithfulness. And he calls him also to be a light to the nations, like a lighthouse leading all to a relationship with the Trinity. This is the servant's identity. This is what he does. And in the second reading, Paul identifies himself as an apostle, one who has been sent by God to lead others to Christ, as we too have been called by our baptism to be apostles sent to proclaim the gospel. In the gospel today, we see John the Baptist identifying Jesus as the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sins of the world. And in humility, he acknowledges he didn't recognize him at first. But when he saw the Spirit descend upon him, then he understood. And he proclaims very clearly who he is, the Son of God. And his proclamation leads Andrew and John to follow Jesus. And when he calls them at the Sea of Galilee, they will follow again. That is our vocation, to follow Jesus, to lead others to follow him as well. How do we follow Jesus? We follow first by praying and by worship, by taking time each day and often during the day to talk to the Lord, to speak to him as we would to a best friend, because he is the best friend we will ever have, and also to be silent so we may listen to him, because he wants to speak to us. And if we're speaking too loudly and too long, we may not listen. We follow Jesus by genuine charity, by being kind and merciful and forgiving to our family, to our friends, to our neighbors, and even to those who don't love us, who aren't very lovable. We still are called to be kind to them and merciful and forgiving. We are to act toward them with mercy and pray for them so that they may come to understand God's love for them, and that God may give them what he knows they need, and that he may give us what he knows we need. We follow Jesus by speaking up for the truth, even though people don't want to listen. We still have to speak what is true. We follow him by an attitude of joy. As St. Teresa of Avila said, "God save us from sad-faced saints." We are to be joyful because we know that God loves us and that God loves each one of us. God loves me. Doesn't make sense, but God loves me and he loves each one of you. And we have to be joyful because of that love. We are called to a relationship, a personal relationship with Jesus, with his Father and the Holy Spirit, a relationship with the God who loves us and whose love for us is beyond all telling, whose love for us is so great that nothing in the world that we could do could get him to stop loving us. And we are to follow Jesus by being who we are, by being daughters and sons of the Father, sisters and brothers to Christ Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with the life of God within us, sanctifying grace, to be filled here and now in this world with eternal life, that when he calls us from this world, we may have the fullness of eternal life in the world that never ends.